Let me check the program here right quick and see. No, Pate Moore is 6'2". I'm sorry. A 6'2 sophomore. McWilliams with the basketball. Goes to the right side. Now she comes back up top. Green on the right wing. Green trying to drive. She'll spin. Puts a shot up. She's going to get fouled. And Green's going to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzards. And the foul is going to be on Cherney. Her first, second team foul on Marshfield. Minute four to go here in the first quarter. Lady Zizzards up 5-5. Jillian Green to shoot two. Makes the first one. And now coming in is Deshae. And Dolan will come out for Marshfield. Green's second free throw is coming up. And it is no good. Ward with the rebound. Gives it up to Aldridge. Aldridge brings it up the floor on the right side. Now goes in. Spins. Just puts it off the glass. No good. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams bringing it up the floor. Shrub with it back to McWilliams. Ladies, this is a set up the offense. She'll come left side. Now she'll go right side. Gets it to Scharnhorst. Peterson from the left wing is no good for three. And Ward with the rebound once again. Aldridge gives it up to Deshae. Now they go inside Aldridge, and she gets the floater to go in. Lady Zizzer lead is four with 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And McWilliams bringing it up the floor for the Lady Zizzer. And they go back door to Green. She's going to get fouled. Jillian Green's going to free throw line to shoot two. And that may be on Deshae. Let's see. And it is. That's on Deshae. That's her first. Third team foul on Marshfield. Jillian Green shooting two for the Lady Zizzards. First one is good. It's a five-point lead. Delonnie Wahome will check in now. And Shaylee Peterson's going to get a breather for the Lady Zizzards. Second free throw from the freshman Green is good. She's got four in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is six. 7 seconds to go first quarter, down to five now. Aldridge is going to get fouled. And Green is going to pick up the foul. And that will be two on Jillian Green. And it's Aldridge to the free throw line to shoot two with 4 seconds to go in the first quarter. And she missed the first one. And now Dolan comes back in, and Peyton Ward is going to get a breather for Marshfield. Second free throw for Aldridge is good. She's got three in the ball game. 4 seconds, and Wahome with the basketball. McWilliams with it. Got to put it up from half court. No good. At the end of one, it's 14-9. Lady Zizzers with the lead, and we are coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzers Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in store with multiple options. From feed, including organic options, to supplies, Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection to you.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. We start the second quarter of play. And Lady Zizzers lead Marshfield 14-9. Lady Zizzers will get the basketball to start the second quarter. Ashley Colton back in, and Delaney Mahomey is back in, along with Shrub, Hafer, and McWilliams. McWilliams up top, right side. That's Shrub. Gives it up to Hafer up top. Back to McWilliams up top. Shrub on the left wing. Thought about a three, then decided not to pull the trigger. Hafer gives it up to Colton now. Colton on the right side. McWilliams up top. Hafer on the left side. She'll dribble up top. Shrub getting in the lane. Now Colton on the baseline. Back to Shrub. And Shrub going to kick it out to Hafer now on the right side. Lucy Hafer goes between Peyton Ward's legs all the way over to Ashley Colton. Ashley Colton, I should say. And I'm pretty sure she didn't plan the pass that way, but it worked pretty good. Shrub kicks it out to Hafer, and they're going to say Hafer travel with a basketball. So Ward will throw it into Aldridge. Aldridge will bring it up to four for Marshfield. On the right side, goes back door to Churn. It's blocked by Wahomie. McWilliams will bring it the other way. Gets it up to Shrub on the right wing. Back to McWilliams up top. McWilliams in the lane. Colton with it now on the right side. Back up to Hafer. Shrub up top. Gives it to Hafer. Hafer up top now. Now McWilliams with the basketball. She'll put the floater up there. It won't go. And it's going to be out of bounds on West Plains. So now Peterson, Scharnhorst, and Green come in. Colton, Wahomie, and Shrub come out toward Lady Zizzers. And also in is Miley Austin for Marshfield. Aldridge will bring it across the floor. Left side, that'll be Dolan. They'll go down on the post, and Aldridge, well, she missed the shot underneath. Now Ward with the basketball. She'll kick it out. Austin with it now. Gives it back to Ward. Ward going to drive the baseline, and that's an offensive foul. As Hafer took the charge, and that's two on Ward. First team foul here in the second quarter, and Ward's going to come out of the ball game. Cherney comes back in. Ward was not happy with that call. McWilliams will walk it up the floor for the Lady Zizzers. 6 minutes to go, first half. Lady Zizzers up by five. Gives it to Scharnhorst. Back to McWilliams on the right side. Up top to Scharnhorst. They'll come Hafer on the left side. And that's going to be kicked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzers basketball on the baseline there. And Green will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. Gives it to McWilliams. She gets it back inside the Green. Green kicks it out. Scharnhorst going to fire a three. It's no good. And Churney with the rebound. She'll bring it up the floor. Gives it to Aldridge on the right side. Now down in the corner is Austin. Back to Aldridge. Aldridge trying to get in the lane and misses the shot. Rebound underneath is good by Greenfield. Count the basket and the foul inside, I believe, is on Peterson. And no, it's going to be on Lucy Hafer. That'll be Lucy's second. And that'll be the first team foul. And the free throw is good by Greenfield. And it's a two-point lead for the Lady Zizzers with 5.5 to go first half. Green up top of the basketball. Goes right side, drives, puts it off the glass, won't go. And nobody to rebound except Marshfield. Turney gives it up to Aldridge on the right side. Aldridge with the basketball now gives it up to Dolan. Dolan's going to put it up off the backboard. No good. We got a jump ball underneath, and it's going to Marshfield. 5 minutes to go here in the first half. 14-12. Lady Zizzers with the lead. So it will be Aldridge to throw it in on the baseline. And gets it underneath. And Green blocks the shot of Austin. And now Green will bring it up the floor on the right side. Green Loose basketball. Finally up top to McWilliam. Scharnhorst wide open on the left side. Hits the three. Zoe Scharnhorst for the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Rovers there. Three-pointer. Eddie Zizzer lead is five. Aldridge bringing it up on the left side. Austin with it now. Austin trying to drive. Picks up a dribble. Aldridge going to fire the three. It's good. Aldridge now has 6 points in the ball game. Back to a two-point lead for the Lady Zizzer. McWilliams with the basketball. Green down the right side. She'll fire a three out of the baseline. No good. Aldridge with the rebound. Aldridge will bring it up the floor. Kicks it out to Austin. Austin up top now. And almost stolen by Scharnhorst. Dolan with the basketball. And now Aldridge down the baseline. Dolan in the lane. Kicks it back out on the right side. That would be Churning. And Hafer almost had it stolen twice there. Aldridge is going to go inside. And Green got a piece of it. But the second time, Greenfield puts it in. And we're tied up at 17 with 3:40 to go in the first half. Scharnhorst down to Hafer in the left corner. Hafer cross court to McWilliams. Now Green, she'll pull up for the jumper. It's no good. And here comes Aldridge for Marshfield. Letty Zizzer's not having a good shooting night so far. Dolan gives it up to Cherney. Cherney up top. And Cherney gives it up. Dolan once again. Aldridge, three on the right side. It's no good. Scharnhorst with a rebound. 3 minutes to go and a half. Tied up at 17. And timeout called by the West Plains Lady Zizzers. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball. 100.9 the train.
Spring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25-horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front-end loader, push hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today.
Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Yeah. Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains, and we're tied up 17-17. Lady Zizzers and the Lady Jays of Marshfield. These two teams met at the Pink and White Tournament this year. Marshfield won it 52-51. And West Plains had a last-second shot, but it would not fall. Zoe Shrub in the ball game now. Hafer with the basketball. Cross court to McWilliams. McWilliams up top. Shrub on the left wing. Down the corner is Scharnhorst. Back to Shrub. Shrub's going to fire another three. It's good. Zoe Shrub with her second Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Grove and Thayer three-pointer. Lady Zizzers lead it by three. 2.5 to go first half. Dolan with the basketball. Now Cherney with it up top. She'll come right side. Aldridge with the basketball. Coming in the lane. Dumps it underneath. Shot up. No good. Peterson with the rebound as Greenfield missed it. And McWilliams with the basketball. Gives it to Shrub. Back to McWilliams. Hafer down the left corner. He'll go Scharnhorst at the free throw line. Shrub's moved to the right side on the wing. Hits another one. Zoe Shrub with another Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Grove and Thayer three-pointer. Lady Zizzers up by 6, 2 minutes to go first half. And it's Austin with the basketball in the lane. Nowhere to go. She'll throw it out to Cherney. Cherney goes to Dolan and actually throws it out of bounds as Dolan was cutting down the baseline. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Minute 48 to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzer's up by six. McWilliam, Shrub over on the left wing this time. Hafer, left corner back to Shrub. She thought about it, but decided not to. McWilliams down to Peterson in the right corner. Shrub goes to Hafer. Hafer going to drive the baseline, kicks it out. Scharnhorst going to fire a three. That one's no good. I can see it from here. And Scharnhorst runs down the loose basketball, misses the extra shot. And Marshfield with the rebound. Lady Zizzers are missing some good shots in this first half. Aldridge looking for the three. No, at the free throw line. Driving, puts it up, and a foul, and that's going to be on Hafer. And if it is, that's her third. And it is. That's three on Lucy Hafer. Second team foul on Lady Zizzers. Aldridge will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And she missed the first one. Minute nine to go. Hafer comes out. Jillian Green comes back in for Lady Zizzers. Minute nine. Look for Marshfield to press here. And she missed the second free throw. Green with the rebound. Gets it to McWilliams up across the timeline. Lady Zizzers with it. 1 minute to go, first half. Peterson goes inside to Green. Back to Peterson. Now Shrub up to McWilliams. Up top. Now Shrub on the left side. Back to McWilliams. Now Shrub on the left wing. Now Green with it on the left wing. Cross court to McWilliams. McWilliams going to drive in. It's going to be blocked, and a foul is called. McWilliams will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that one's going to go on Cherney, and that's her second. Second team foul on Marshfield, and McWilliams will shoot two for Lady Zizzard. And she makes the first one. So Ainsley McWilliams has her first point of ball game. 7-point lead for Lady Zizzers. Cherney comes out, and Austin's back in for Marshfield. And McWilliams makes the second one. Lady Zizzers up by 8. 36 seconds to go, first half. Aldridge will walk it up the floor, across the timeline, and gets it over to Deshae, who's in the ball game. Aldridge up top. Now it's going to be Deshae up top. Gives it up to Austin. Austin with the basketball. Gives it back to Deshae. 10 seconds to go in the half. Lady Zizzers up by 8. Deshae gets it over to Austin. 4 seconds. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound Peterson. And that's the first half with the West Plains Lady Zizzers leading 25-17 over the Marshfield Lady Jays. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 3 minutes with the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Strain.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, we're heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Companies survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Hey, pasta lovers, your favorite buffet at Pizza Inn of West Plains just got even better.
What could be better than endless pizza?
How about bottomless baked pastas? We're talking chicken Alfredo Supreme loaded with tender grilled chicken, creamy sausage and peppers pasta with Italian spices, and classic chicken parmesan baked to perfection.
Mmm, and I can try them all?
That's right, along with their famous pizza, salad, desserts, and more. Visit Pizza Inn of West Plains today on Bruce Smith Parkway next to Ace Hardware in West Plains.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring.
True.
True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring.
True.
False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School Gym. It is the Ozark Self-Care Medical Equipment Halftime Show. West Plains Lady Scissors leading the Marshfield Lady Jays 25-17 here at the half for the Lady Scissors. They're being led by Zoe Shrub. She's got 3 three-pointers in the first half to lead the way with 9 points. 5 points for Ashley Colton, the only senior on the Lady Scissors squad. By the way, she started the ball game tonight. 4 points for Jillian Green. 3 points for Zoe Scharnhorst, Angel McWilliams, Shaylee Peterson with 2 points apiece. Lucy Hafer has picked up 3 fouls here in the first half, and Jillian Green has 2. The Lady Scissors were called for 6 fouls total here in the first half, and Marshfield was called for 5 total fouls in the first half. Marshfield being led by 6 points from Aldridge and Ward, and 5 points by Greenfield. And Marshfield has hit 1 three-pointer here in the first half of the ball game. Lady Scissors have hit 5 three-pointers in the first half. And once again, Lady Scissors lead it 25-17. Now, what's going to happen is we're going to do the second half of this game. And then in between, before the JV boys half game, which will be coming up next, we're going to have the presentation from the Lady Scissors at their Pink Out Night. And they will present the check that they made in Pink Out Night to Ozark Healthcare Cancer Treatment Center. And then also they will honor the seniors of the cheerleading squad, the Lady Scissors, and the Scissor Boys. It is senior night, last home game of the season for Lady Scissors and the Scissor Boys. Then we're going to have the JV Boys game, which will only be a half. They'll only play 2 quarters. And then we'll have the Varsity Boys game, and we'll have that Varsity Boys game for you on the radio, and we'll let you know about what time that one's going to start. Right now, though, 25-17, Lady Scissors leading the Marshfield Lady Jays here at the half. It's the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. The only thing we can tell you is Lady Scissors have missed some easy shots on the inside. They're going to have to hope they can start hitting those in the second half. And Marshfield has missed some shots on the inside as well. Have to wait and see. You know, can Lady Scissors keep them cold, or will Marshfield heat up? This is kind of the way the first game went back at the Pink and White Tournament in Springfield. Marshfield came back, especially in the fourth quarter, and took the lead. And it was 52-51. Lady Scissors had a chance to win it at the buzzer and couldn't get the shot to fall, as Marshfield wins it 52-51 at the Pink and White Tournament. So we'll have to see how this one plays out in the second half. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your third quarter. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
A message from Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change to insurance plans? Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Direckman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Dr. Jason McConnell sees each patient as an individual with specific needs.
Surgery isn't always the go-to solution for orthopedic issues it used to be. Today, we offer many excellent alternatives such as steroid injections, gel injections, PRP and stem cell treatments, and of course, physical therapy. It's an understandable assumption when seeing a surgeon, but every patient just doesn't always need surgery.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to...
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Lady Zizzers lead the Marshfield Lady Jays 25-17 as both teams get in construction. And it'll be Lady Zizzer Basketball to start the third quarter. Hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. both teams breaking the huddle now. It'll be Zoe Shrub, Aislinn McWilliam, Shaylee Peterson, Ashley Colton, and Jillian Green to start the third quarter. And Shrub on the left wing. Colton up top, right side to Green. Now up top to McWilliam. She's wide open, going to hit the three, and she does. Aislinn McWilliam with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And the Lady Zizzers have their biggest lead of the ball game at 11. Aldridge will fire a three top of the key. It's good. And that is her second three-pointer in the ball game. McWilliams up top for the Lady Zizzers. Shrub on the left wing. Goes down to Colton on the baseline. Back up to Peterson. Now Green on the right side pulls up on the baseline, can't get the shot to fall, and Ward with the rebound. Here come the Lady Jays up the floor. Ward with the basketball. She can handle the basketball at 6 foot two. Now it's Aldridge, kicks it out. Cherney's going to fire the three. It's no good. Peterson with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. 28-20, Lady Zizzers lead it here early in the third quarter. McWilliams up top. Now they'll go Green on the right side. Peterson up top. Colton gives it around to Shrub on the left wing. And now we've got a foul. That may be on McWilliams. Nope, it's going to be on Ashley Colton. That'll be her first team foul on Lady Zizzers here in the third quarter. So Aldridge with the basketball. She'll come to left side. Gives it up to Dolan. Dolan's going to fire a three this time. It's no good. And inside, and Green, both hands straight up, blocked the shot that time of Greenfield. And Lady Zizzers with the basketball. And Aldridge knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. So Shrub will throw it in on the side. And Zoe Scharnhorst is going to come in. And Colton is going to come back out. And Shrub will get it to McWilliams. Back to Shrub on the left wing. Now McWilliams with it on the left wing. Dribbles up top. Gets it to Peterson. Kicks it out to Green. Green coming down the lane. Missed easy layup. Got too far under the basket. And Ward with it now. Lady Zizzers trying to double team. And now a blocking foul on the Lady Zizzers. That's going to be on Scharnhorst. That's her first, second team foul on Lady Zizzers. And Ward will throw it in for Marshfield. Aldridge with it now. She'll bring it up. Aldridge gives it up to Cherney now. Cherney up top gives it. No, she'll keep it herself. Comes to the left side now all the way underneath. She just walked for the basketball, missed the shot. Rebound underneath by Greenfield. And Aldridge misses the shot again. That time, Dolan went over the back of Peterson, no call. Aldridge with the basketball from Marshfield up top. On the right side is Ward. She's going to try to drive. Missed the shot. Green with the rebound. McWilliams brings it up. Shrub in the right corner for three. Zoe Shrub hits her fourth. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Golden Stairs, three-pointer. Lady Zizzers back up by 11. And we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzers Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers.
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Lady Zizzers lead the Marshfield Lady Jays 31-20 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ward up top for the Lady Jays in the lane. She steps back and she gets the ball. I believe it's Cherney. Now Aldridge is going to get fouled, and I believe Green may have just picked up her third foul in the ball game. And she did. Jillian Green has just picked up her third foul in the ballgame. Third team foul on the Lady Zizzers. Marshfield has no fouls here in the third quarter. Aldridge hits the first free throw. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. Second free throw is good. So Quinn Aldridge now with 11 points. And the Lady Zizzers Our lead is 9, and now a travel is called on Peterson, and it'll go back to Marshfield. And somebody just got thrown out of the ball game. And he's getting up to leave. I guess he's been mouthing off. And now he's arguing with the official. And now a school official comes over, going to escort him out of the building here. So it'll be Marshfield basketball. Aldridge will bring it in. Up the floor, gives it up to Cherney, and Ward is going to get fouled by Zoe Scharnhorst. That's the fourth team foul on Letty Zizzer, second on Scharnhorst. Something tells me that was a makeup call. Paper going to come in. Green will have to come out with those three fouls. So now Cherney will throw it in the baseline, gets it to Ward underneath. Ward. And finally she scores, and she's going to get fouled by Peterson. And so now we kind of see what's going to go on here. That's a 15 foul on Letty Scissors. Marshfield still has none. Ward at the free throw line to shoot one, and she missed it. Paper with the rebound. Scharnhorst will bring it up the floor. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Fouls are lopsided right now. Lady Zizzers have 5 this quarter. Marshfield, none. Paper with the basketball. Up top to Peterson. Shrub on the left wing. Up top to McWilliams. Back to Shrub on the left wing. Peterson up top. Paper on the right wing. Back up top, McWilliams over to Shrub. Up top to Scharnhorst. Scharnhorst, and now we've got a foul call on Marshfield. And that's Cherney's third foul, first team foul here in the third quarter on Marshfield. So she's going to have to come out of the ball game. And I didn't see who come in. Oh, it's going to be Austin. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Hafer on the right side, up top to Scharnhorst. Shrub on the left wing. They'll go. Tried to go inside. Shrub knocks it over to Scharnhorst. And Scharnhorst hits the three-pointer. Scharnhorst with her second. Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And Dolan hits the jumper from the free throw line. And it's an 8-point lead now. Shrub will fire a three. That one's no good. Peterson underneath puts the shot up. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzer's up 34-26. Peterson up top. Paper now. Goes down to Scharnhorst underneath, and she kisses it off the glass. It's good. 10-point lead for Lady Zizzer. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Aldridge on the right side now. Aldridge trying to get in the lane. She'll turn around, put the shot up, and it went in. Don't ask me how, but it went in. McWilliams coming the other way. She'll kick it out. Peterson fires a three. That one's no good. And she gets her own rebound, and she's going to be fouled. Count the basket. Peterson scores. Let's see who the foul is on. And it's going to be Greenfield picking up her second team foul on Marshfield. And Peterson will go to the free throw line to shoot one. It's a 10-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. And she missed the free throw. Scharnhorst with the rebound underneath. Couldn't get it. Hafer had it. Now we're going to have we've got a jump ball underneath. About 4 players on the floor, and it'll be Marshfield basketball on the change of the arrow possession. So So Aldridge will bring it up the floor. Lady Zizzers lead it by 10, 2.5 to go, third quarter. And with the basketball is going to be Austin. Ward up top, gives it up to Aldridge. Aldridge is going to drive the lane, and she scores. And the defense just kind of opened the lane up and let her come down the lane. Hafer up top with the basketball. McWilliams with it up top. Shrub with it now. Ball's knocked away. She gets it over to McWilliams. And Ainsley McWilliams hits the community first take to come to West Plains Mount Grove and there to three-pointer. And now it's back to an 11-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Austin with the basketball. Ward is coming down the lane, drops her shoulder. That should have been an offensive foul as Ward just lowered her right shoulder and went right into Ainsley McWilliams. The second on McWilliams. Two free throws for Ward coming up. Anytime a player drops that shoulder when they're driving the basketball, that's an offensive foul. And Ward misses the first free throw. Minute 44 to go in the game. And Hafer's going to come out. Killian Green will come in. She's got three fouls in the ball game. So she's going to have to be careful. Second free throw for Peyton Ward is no good. And Green with the rebound. McWilliams with the basketball. Brings it up. Shrub on the left side. Fakes the three. Kicks it out to Green. And Green lost the handle on it. And here comes Ward the other way. Two Lady Zizzers defending. And she missed the shot, but the rebound goes inside. Now Ward's going to fire a three. It's no good. Peterson with the rebound. Gives it to McWilliams. McWilliams pushing the ball up the floor. Gets it to Green. Scharnhorst out of the corner. No good on the three. And now we're going to have a foul. And it's going to go against West Lane. And that's going to be on Peterson. That's her second. Lady Zizzers have been called for seven fouls here in the third quarter. Marshfield only two. Minute 10 to go, third quarter. And Austin at the free throw line to shoot two. And she makes the first one. I thought for a minute there she was going to miss it because it bounced straight up, but then it fell right back in. Second free throw coming up for Austin. And she missed that one. Scharnhorst with the rebound. Scharnhorst going to bring it up the floor, across the timeline. Gives it to McWilliams up top. 1 minute to go, third quarter. And Green with the basketball on the right side gets it to McWilliams up top. Back to Green on the right side. Now they'll go Peterson. Scharnhorst on the left side. Peterson down on the block. And up and in. Shirley Peterson now with six in the ball game. It's a 12-point lead now for the Lady Zizzers with 37 seconds to go. And missing the layup is Austin. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams up the floor. Shrub's going to set up for a three. It is good. Zoe Shrub with her fifth Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove there, three-pointer. Ward down on the block, kicks it back up. Dolan fires the three for Marshfield. It's a 12-point lead, 8 seconds, and Green's going to fire a three from the wing. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Aldridge. 3 seconds, now down to two. One, Ward's going to throw it nowhere near. 46-34. Lady Zizzers with the lead back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 train.
Experience matters, and Sean Duggins, broker owner at Westgate Realty in West Plains, has that with close to 30 years in the business. Sean Duggins and the 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. They put clients first. Stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Check them online at westgaterealty.com. Search Westgate Realty on Facebook or call 417-257-2733. Go Zizzers!
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. West Plains Lady Zizzers lead the Marshfield Lady Jays 46-34 as we start the fourth quarter of play. It'll be Lady Zizzer Basketball in the ball game. Zoe Shrub leading the way for the Lady Zizzers with 15 this afternoon. Peterson down the right corner. She'll dribble up, gives it to McWilliam. Up top is Green. Shrub on the left wing. Scharnhorst now with it. She'll drive. Kicks it out to Peterson. Peterson coming down the lane and hits the left-handed layup. And the Lady Zizzers lead now is 14, their biggest lead of the ball game. Aldridge with the basketball. Aldridge kicks it out to Dolan. Dolan up top. Gives it up now to Greenfield up top. Now Aldridge on the right side. Ward with it on the right wing. Ward trying to drive, trying to get inside. Puts the shot up, no good. Rebound underneath is Greenfield, and she's going to score. Lady Zizzer's got to do a better job of rebounding. McWilliams, right side, gives it to Peterson. Peterson now back to McWilliams on the right wing. McWilliams with the basketball, gives it to Shrub, or Scharnhorst, I'm sorry. That one is an air ball, but Peterson underneath gets it and puts it in. And Shaylee Peterson now with 10 points in the ball game, and it's a 14-point lead. Here comes Aldridge, and that one's going to be out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. As Green blocks another shot that time of Aldridge. Aldridge ran into her own player at the same time, and Marshfield's going to call a timeout. 6.5 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead at 50-36, and we are coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School gym. Lady Zizzers lead at 50-36, and here comes the full court pressure of Marshfield. Scharnhorst with the basketball. She gets it across the timeline. Timeout called by West Plains as Zoe fell down. And so we'll come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Spring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25-horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front-end loader, push hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today.
Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School gym. Lady Zizzers lead Marshfield Lady Jays 50-36. 6:29 to go in the ball game. Ladies, this is with basketball. And Marshfield now with full court man-to-man pressure. Scharnhorst back to McWilliams up top. McWilliams, Green on the left side. Shrub in the left corner baseline. She missed that one. And Peterson, we got a jump ball, and it's going to go to Marshfield. So finally, Zoe Shrub misses a shot here in the ball game. Aldridge brings it up. She'll come to the left side, gives it up to Dolan. Up top to Ward. Ward, top of the key. Now she's going to try to get it down the lane. Now she does and misses the shot. And the rebound comes down to Green. McWilliams with the basketball. A lot of time still left in this game. Ladies, this is up by 14. Shrub gets it to Green. Back to McWilliams now. Peterson with it. Down the corner, Shrub's going to fire another three. That one is good. Zoe Shrub from the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Groveland. There are three-pointers. She's got 18 in the ball game. Ward missed the shot, and we've got a jump ball. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. 5:25 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzer has their biggest lead of the game at 17. Scharnhorst to throw it in, full court, man-to-man pressure by Marshfield. Scharnhorst gets it to McWilliams. Back over to Scharnhorst. She'll get it across the timeline, gives it to McWilliams. Lady Zizzers will set up, well, loose basketball, and it's a backcourt violation on Marshfield. Aldridge had the ball stolen from McWilliams, but she was on the Marshfield side and kicked it to the other side to her teammate, and that's the backcourt violation. The Lady Zizzers get saved there. Scharnhorst will throw it in. Gets it to McWilliams. Shrub with it on the baseline. Peterson underneath, and she scores. Peterson now with 12 in the ball game, and it is a 19-point Lady Zizzer lead with 4:55 to go in the game. Ward shot up, no good. Peterson with the rebound. Shrub is going to hold up with the basketball. Gives it to Scharnhorst and McWilliams up top. Green on the left side. Peterson down the left corner. Now McWilliams up top once again. Kicks it out to Shrub. Shrub gives it to Peterson. McWilliams with it. 4.5 to go in the game. Lady Zizzers up by 19. Green coming down the lane, and it would not fall. Ward with the rebound. Ward bringing it up the floor. You got to stop her. She's coming down the lane. She scores and a foul. And Ward now with 10 points in the ball game. And Scharnhorst, I believe, just picked up her third foul. First team foul of the fourth quarter for the Lady Zizzers. Peyton Ward to the free throw line to shoot one for Marshfield. And she makes this one. So Ward now with 11 points in the ball game. Hafer is going to check in, and Scharnhorst is going to come out. So Hafer, Scharnhorst, and Green all with 3 fouls in the ball game. Cherney has 3 fouls for Marshfield, and Lady Zizzers just turned it over. Nope. And Lady Zizzers inbound the basketball. The official said it went off of Marshfield. Shrub with a basketball. Marshfield is upset. I thought it went off of West Plains. I honestly did. But the official standing there said no. Peterson with the basketball underneath. She's going to get fouled. Shaylee Peterson going to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. And I believe that one is going to go on Greenfield. That's her second. First team foul on Marshfield in the fourth quarter. And Peterson shooting two. Peterson makes the first one. And misses the second one, and Green with the rebound. Hafer with the basketball. Let me add, this is a very veteran experience officiating crew, and Staley Peterson just scored a Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and their three-pointer out of the corner. Peterson gets the air ball from Ward as it was partially blocked by Hafer. Lady Zizzers with the basketball, 3.5 to go in the game. They lead it by 20, their biggest lead of the ball game. Shrub with the basketball on the left side. Now Green. Lady Zizzers need to run some clock. They need to get Marshfield to start fouling. McWilliams gets it to Peterson. Down to Hafer inside. She'll give it back to Peterson. Back to McWilliams. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Hafer with it. Hafer's going to get tied up, and it'll be Marshfield's basketball on the tie-up. So Lady Zizzers run some time off the clock there. We've got 3 minutes to go in the ball game. And Marshfield with the basketball, and Lady Zizzers leading by 20. Here comes Ward. Ward gets it over on the left wing to Deshae. Up top, that's Cherney. Now Ward on the right wing. Aldridge up top, she'll fire the three. It's no good, and the rebound comes down. Ward has it on the right wing. Cherney has it on the left wing for three, no good. And now we got a tie-up, and it's going to be Lady Zizzer basketball on the arrow possession. 2.5 to go in the game. Lady Zizzer's up by 20. They're trying to hang on here. Ashley Colton, the senior, the only senior for Lady Zizzers, back in the ball game. And Lady Zizzers throw it away right into the Marshfield bench. And it'll be Marshfield ball on the baseline. Lady Zizzers cannot afford to be turning the ball over. Marshfield can score 20 points in 2.5 minutes, so Aldridge shooting a three from the wing. It's no good. McWilliams with the basketball. McWilliams, and now she's going to get fouled. That's going to be the second team foul on Marshfield. And that one is going to go against Deshae. That's her second. So Lady Zizzers will inbound. Marshfield still with that full court man-to-man pressure here. 2.5 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by 20. Paper, and wow. There was a lot of contact right there. Zoe Shrub in the corner, and timeout called by West Lane. 2:28 to go in the ball game. 59-39. Lady Zizzers with the lead. And we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Lady Zizzers lead at 59-39. 2:28 to go in the ball game. It's Lady Zizzer Basketball. And Zoe Shrub will throw it in for Lady Zizzers. And she'll get it in. It's kicked by Ward, so they'll try it again. Shrub to throw it in again. And let's see. Now they're going to get it to McWilliams. McWilliams bringing it up the floor, gets it over to Colton. Colton with the basketball down the corner to Hafer. And Hafer's going to get it to McWilliams now up top. McWilliams to Colton up top. Back to McWilliams. McWilliams with the basketball on the right side. And now they are all over. Finally, Colton gets it, and a foul called on Marshfield. And that's Cherney's fourth foul of the ball game, third team foul on Marshfield. So Lady Zizzers will inbound on the baseline with 2:06 to go in the ball game. They lead it by 20. Peterson up top with the basketball. Over to Hafer. Hafer up top to Colton. She's going to fire a three. It's good! Ashley Colton with her second Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Rowan, Sayre, three-pointer of the night. Three-pointer by Aldridge, no good. Rebound. Now Aldridge sneaks in the back door for an easy layup. She's got 17 in the ball game. Hafer with it. She'll get it up to Colton. And Colton walked with the basketball, then got leveled by Greenfield. It'll be... It's a 21-point lead right now. for the Lady Zizzers with a minute and a half to go in the ball game. Marshfield will inbound it. Aldrich gives it to Ward. Ward bringing it up the floor. Ward on the right side gives it to Cherney. Cherney driving in the lane. She scores, and now a foul. Who are they going to call the foul on? It's going to be on Colton. That'll be her second. Second team foul on the Lady Zizzers. And Cherney goes to the free throw line to shoot one. And she missed it. Shrub with the rebound. Gives it up to Colton. Back to McWilliams now. McWilliams will get it across the timeline. Minute 20. And Zoe Shrub goes underneath to Peterson. They thought she was going to shoot a three, and instead she goes to Peterson underneath for the basket. Cherney pulls up for the jumper. It's no good. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams with it. 1 minute to go. Lady Zizzers up by 21. And they look like they're going to knock off the number four team in Class 5 in the state of Missouri. Look out. Colton up top. We're now under a minute. And Marshfield steals the basketball. Deshae gets it to Ward. Ward over to Deshae now. Here comes Deshae. And Shrub's going to get the foul, her first of the ball game. Third team foul. And going to the free throw line is going to be Deshae shooting two with 43 seconds to go, and the Lady Zizzers lead it by 21. And she misses the first free throw. Zoe Scharnhorst going to come in. And now Ashley Colton gets a big hug from Zoe, and she's going to take her exit for the last time as a Lady Zither on this floor. Good game for Ashley. 8 points in the ball game. And Deshae hits the second free throw for her first point of the game. McWilliams coming down the lane, gets it to Hafer. Hafer out front to Peterson. Lady Zizzer is going to run the clock out. It's a 20-point lead. They're going to try to run it out. Peterson with it, 27 seconds. Peterson behind the back. And she stepped out of bounds. It'll be Marshfield basketball with 20 seconds to go in the game. Lady Zizzer is up by 20. Ward will bring it up the floor. She's coming down the lane. She just pushed paper off and scores. And now Marshfield calls a timeout. You're behind by 18 with 13 seconds to go, and you call a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Ladies' Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, your journey to wellness is a partnership they take to heart.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls, and we're a local private practice group providing advanced, high-quality orthopedic care while always treating patients like family. Dr. McConnell, Dr. Souter, and I will find the best course of action for your specific situation and ensure you feel supported every step of the way.
Visit Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3, Medical Plaza.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plank High School Gym. We've got 13.7 seconds to go in the game. Lady Zizzers lead it 64-46. And Lady Zizzers will inbound the basketball. Here we go. Zoe Shrub to throw it in. Going to get it to McWilliams. McWilliams. And she's going to get fouled by Deshae. That's her third foul. Fourth team foul for Marshfield. And Coach Marsh just hollered out to her and said, no fouls, don't foul. Zizzer, Lady Zizzers will inbound at half court with 10 seconds to go. Scharnhorst gets it to Peterson. Peterson with the basketball. Over to McWilliams now up top. She's going to shoot a three from half court. No good. Aldridge with the rebound. And now they're going to say Lucy Hafer pushed her out of bounds. Lucy Hafer picks up her fourth foul. Fourth team foul. So Marshfield will inbound it with 1.3 seconds to go. Lady Zizzer going to win their 15th game of the season. 64-46. The West Plains Lady Zizzer upset the Class 5 in the state of Missouri ranked number 4 team, Marshfield Lady Jays. 64-46 on senior night. All right. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have your Ozark Health Store Pink and Spine Clinic post-game show. You're listening to Ladies Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. J.D. Power ranked the team at Shelter Insurance number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Time now for Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym, and the West Plains Lady Zizzers have upset the Marshfield Lady Jays here this afternoon, or this evening, I guess I should say now, 64-46. Lady Zizzers were led in the ball game by Zoe Shrub and Shaylee Peterson, I'm sorry. 18 points apiece for those two players. 8 points apiece for Zoe Scharnhorst and Ainsley McWilliams. Zoe Shrub, that's not right. Ashley Colton had 8. Ainsley McWilliams had 8. And Lucy Hafer had 8. And 4 points for Jillian Green in the ball game. For Marshfield, they were led by 17 points from Aldridge. Ward had 13. 2 for Cherney, Dolan was 5, 7 for Greenfield, 1 for Austin, and 1 point for Deshae. Lady Zizzers led it 14-9 at the end of 1, and they led 25-17 at the half. They led 46-34 at the end of 3, and they win it 64-46 over the Marshfield Lady Jays. Marshfield falls to 19-5 on the season. They are currently the number 4 ranked team in Class 5 in the state of Missouri. Lady Zizzers go to 15-8 on the season, and Lady Zizzers got some mentions to be included in the top 10 in the state in Class 5. So maybe this will help them break through and get into the top 10. We'll just have to wait and see. All right, your time for your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine Clinic player of the game, and your player of the game is going to be Shaylee Peterson and Zoe Shrub, both with 18 points apiece. And folks, Zoe Shrub hit 6 three-pointers in the ball game, and that gave her her 18 points. So Zoe Shrub and Shaylee Peterson are going to be the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine Clinic players of the game. All right. Now, right now, they're going to be honoring the seniors now. And by the way, we want to add that they had the check presentation. Lady Zizzers presented to Ozark Healthcare Cancer Treatment Center, and they presented a check. They raised $30,000 this year in their Pink Out event. So congratulations to Lady Zizzers, $30,000 donated to the Ozark Healthcare Cancer Treatment Center. All right, after the seniors get acknowledged here, we'll have the boys' JV ball game. They'll play two quarters of the JV game, and then the varsity will play them. We'll be back for the varsity game for you. And, well, that one will probably be about, around 6:45. No, probably be about 7 o'clock. Somewhere around 7 o'clock, we'll be back, and we'll have the varsity boys game against Marshfield right here on 100.9 The Train. All right. Well, I'll say thank you for listening, and stick around because we have boys basketball coming up, like we said, in about 45 minutes. So I hope you enjoyed Lady Zizzer basketball on their final home game of the season on 100.9 The Train.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Thanks to the faithful support of people like you, 107.1 Positive Encouragement.